Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane, and it's Wednesday. It's what some call hump day. It's also Wednesday evening, should be a church day for most of us. And I want to talk about how the devil is infiltrating our churches today. You know, the devil's been using a method of infiltration for thousands of years, and that method has now entered into the churches of America. You know, there seems to be no revival, and more people are being born into the world physically, and very few being born into the family of God these days. You know, the mission of the church, though, seems to be about pleasing people more than men, more for men than it is for God. You know, pastors today, I'll just be honest, they're afraid to preach the truth because it may hurt someone's feelings. Folks, the only person that we should be pleasing is God. The Bible tells us that in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. I mean, if God be for you, who can be against you? And so today we see churches filled with whimper and murmur and gossip and complaining. And most people, they look and act as if though they've been defeated. Many churches, by the way, I want you to know, are operating in the flesh instead of the spirit. And churches want to focus on their schedules and keeping of human man-made rules and policies and ordinances. And I'll just add it out, their bylaws, which, by the way, is not mentioned in the Bible, and it's not a New Testament model. And there also seems to be a lot of action, but no unction in our churches. A lot of programs, but no power. It seems the church house has quickly became a clubhouse with clubs and sales and bakes and projects and many other things except the power of Almighty God. Instead of a prayer meeting, the meetings have become a big party emphasizing self instead of God. You know, today many churches have leaders who are teaching false religion. The Bible warns to beware lest any man spoils you through the philosophy of vain deceit. People are becoming gullible. They're falling hook, line, and sinker for the bait by the half-truth, false-related teachings that are going on. The bottom line is this, that the devil will use tongues, disloyalty, pride, false teaching, and even our flesh to benefit if we allow it. And the sad reality is that many people are sitting in the forest, per se, and they don't even have enough spiritual discernment to see that the devil is allowing the church to be a fake, playable game instead of a genuine Bible-believing church. Friend, I want you to know the devil is after you. He uses his schemes and his imps to ruin your influence and testimony, to harm your church. And we all, as Christians, ought to be praying that God will give us the wisdom to be wise to the devil's schemes and tactics. Amen? I want to share a passage of scripture with you. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. I did have a conversation with someone earlier last week that verse 10, in order to understand anything about Ephesians chapter 6, we've got to put verse 10 into play. But I want us to look specifically at verse 11 and 12 today. The Bible says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Friend, that ought to tell us something. Amen. The devil is infiltrating our churches.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.